I'm afraid not. I've only done a 4 euro quick pick.
You've had half the country northwest anyway, sweating overnight, you know, wondering who it is. We don't know yet, do we?
No, we've no idea yet now whether it was bought by a local person or a holidaymaker or passing through there, just because we're on a sitting on the bridge here, just on the plenty passing through trade as well. So we really don't know.
I know you've been working there, Magella, for about 20 years.
Yeah, just 20 plus years. I started off as a teenager, summer job, and I'm 34 now, and I'm still here.
Good for you. And it must feel a bit like a lotto win for the shop when you get a winner like this.
It does. The crack and the excitement this morning. Now, we came in, the boss rang us there. We usually come in at 9, and the boss was rang himself there at 6 o'clock this morning by the National Lottery to tell him. So he rang us after 8 and to come in. The rep was here and decorations were going up. So we were in blown up balloons and the whole lot there at 8:30.
Bit of a party going on.
There is. No champagne, though.
No. Oh, no.
None yet.
Not yet. Maybe later.
No.
Well, it's a fantastic win, isn't it? What is it? 12 million?
12.1 million, yeah.
I mean, the 0.1 be all right, wouldn't it?
Exactly, yeah, a fraction of it, is you.
Well, they didn't get the syndicate in, really, at Highland yesterday, apparently. They normally do, and I missed out on it, right? So I was sort of I was sweating in case they won. You know what I mean, Magella?
You were hoping it wasn't.
Well,
be, yeah.
You know, I don't want to say that, because that's what Joe said to me. You wouldn't begrudge us, would you? I'd be crying. Would you not be crying?
You'll not miss it again.
It is amazing. It's a huge amount of money, isn't it?
It's fantastic. No, it really is. Yeah, good luck to know whoever the lucky person is.
I suppose you're all kind of trying to guess, are you? Who was in, when they were in, and...
Yeah, but we have no idea about the time or anything, so, yeah.
And were you busy? Was it bought yesterday from you?
We were busy enough, yeah.
And it was yesterday that it was purchased?
Pardon?
It was purchased yesterday, was it, the ticket?
It was yesterday. It was bought yesterday, and we had plenty locals and holidaymakers in as well, so... It's hard to know.
Yeah, because when I heard Bundoran, I thought straight away, well, it could be somebody from Northern Ireland, because lots of Northern Ireland people are on holidays.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Exactly.
Whoever it is, I hope they're going to enjoy it. It's a whole stack of money anyway.
It is, yeah.
And what kind of a shop is this, Magella?
We're grocery and news agents.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you had a winner before?
We had a winner when the lotto first started out. We had a winner. It was a local man. He shared it, the jackpot. I think it was 1989 or thereabouts.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is the biggest anyway, that by far.
Exactly. This is just unreal. It's massive. Yeah.
So what happens this morning? The rep comes and then you'll blow up balloons and have a big sort of...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, to hang banners round and have a wee hoolie in the shop.
I know. And you know what's going to happen now? Of course, people are going to be coming in because it's a lucky shop and they'll be hoping to, you know, the luck will rub off on them.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So do you hope it's a local, Magella?
Pardon?
Do you hope it's a local?
I don't mind at all. If it's a holidaymaker, they'll definitely be back to Bundoran for more holidays.